Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680 with Austin Slater. Nice to see you. I haven't seen you on the field for a while. And, of course, the fans call up and have all sorts of comments about the season you're having, what's ahead and everything like that, because you certainly played really well when you came up. But how are you doing?
I'm doing great. 2 weeks of rest and now starting the rehab process. So I'm excited about that. Started yesterday. And looks like I've got a little while to go, but, you know, it's nice to get started and feel like I'm on the road to recovery.
Austin Slater with us. Take us through your season a little bit and coming up and the excitement of coming up. And then as a big leaguer, you kind of realize, hey, I'm in the big leagues. And you settle in and things change a little bit. Take us through the time, because you got close to 100 at-bats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say the first 15, 17, I wasn't getting regular playing time, but it was that whole experience, the excitement, the heart pounding every time you came up. That's real, and it's something you have to get over, and then try to settle in and realize, you know, it's the same game you've been playing your whole life. So after that little stretch, I started getting regular at bats and finally was able to settle in and was feeling really comfortable at the plate, comfortable in here with the guys. We got a great group and it was easy to settle in.
Gap to gap is a phrase you use at AT&T Park. Gap to gap. What does that mean to you?
That means see the ball deep. Try not to get too far out in front, because it's tough to drive the ball here out of the park at least. So for us, it's keep the strikeouts down, put the ball in play, and which translates to see the ball deep.
Well, you got some home runs. You hit one that was almost 500 feet. I think it was at Pittsburgh. I forget where it was, but you crushed one of them.
Yeah, you got to get them on the road or during the day here. But, you know, if you get it well, it still goes here, but it's definitely tougher.
Well, watching you play, it's kind of fun to watch you play, because defense is important in this park, too. You played a lot of left field. Do you have the arm for right field? Can you play right field?
I think I can. You know, obviously Hunter's got that locked down.
Yeah.
So left field for now, which I enjoy playing it. The quirks of AT&T make right field definitely a lot harder.
Yeah.
But it's fun. You know, I feel like I can play all three.
Yeah, well, I saw you play a lot of right field in spring. You played a lot of right field out there. Steven Duggar, your friend, he's starting to play. Things are starting to happen for him. Bring us up to date on your buddy.
Yeah, so he was in Arizona with an arm injury and then ended up tweaking a hamstring as well. I know he's been rehabbing with San Jose, and I think he's finally done with his rehab and off to a start. So hopefully he can catch fire and come up here with us.
Tell us about Duggar, because we had him on. I had you guys on. I remember I had you on that same day down there in Scottsdale. But both of you are very well spoken and look like you're going to be big leaguers. What was it about him, about his game that you like?
You know, he's a very athletic guy. He can do a lot of things on the ball field. You know, when he steps on the field, he's one of the better athletes on the field. He throws well, he runs well, puts the ball in play from the left side. And he does a lot of things really, really well. And then he's just a great guy, great personality, easygoing. And, you know, we roomed together this spring, got to know him pretty well, and, you know, he's easy to get along with.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to seeing him play. I think if he was healthy all year, you two probably would have been teammates at some point, I think, up here. Austin Slater is with us. When you see other players hit the ball out of this place, you see Spangenberg, man, hit one 420. We see a lot of people take the ball deep. And then we, as Giant fans, say, how come the Giants can't take him deep like that? What do you think?
You know, I don't know if there's really an answer for that. We have guys on this team with power. You know, I think maybe sometimes we let the park get into our heads a little too much, but the style of baseball that we're preached to play is not necessarily centered around power. Obviously, that can change the game with one swing of the bat, and but, you know, you have to play to your environment, and for AT&T, gets later in the game at night, it's tough to put the ball out. So in those close, tight ball games, you need to produce runs other ways. And I think we've proven that we can do that. I saw a stat that we were like second in the league in sacrifice hits, sac flies. So there's other ways to produce runs, and I think I think we're doing that.
Well, good answer on that. You're a smart kid, and stats are such a big part of baseball now, and swing path. And you see so many home runs being hit throughout baseball, and guys say, well, you know, it's the trajectory. It's the 28% and 31%. What percent are you, and do you believe in that stuff?
I'm probably on the lower side of that. My misses are on the ground. So, you know, I haven't really looked at it. You know, as much as stats are involved in the game as a player, you try to avoid those conversations because you are the player that you are. And to try to change at this level or during the season is something that's pretty tough to do, and it can lead to a major slump. So for us, it's staying consistent with your approach and your game.
All right. Well, you know, you talk, not you, but baseball talks about it all the time, the number of home runs and guys who have, Murphy of Washington, Alonzo of the A's, and have changed their swing path and more backspin and getting that up there. So we'll see. Baseball is a game of cycles, right, in my opinion. It goes back and forth. So physically, how are you? Let's get back to you. get back to you. How are you, and when do we expect to see you again, and what's the plan?
Well, they told me 2 to 3 months. I'm hoping that it's on the sooner side of that, the lower side of that, the 2 months. So we'll see. It's still early in the process. I think we'll have a better idea here in a couple weeks, when to expect it back. You know, it's tough. It would be tough to start in September. That's what I'm hoping for. But to get rehab games in and then get back into the everyday grind of the big leagues is it's a lot to expect, but, you know, I'm going to try to push myself and see if that's something I can do.
So right now, rest, rehab, pool work, what do you do now?
Start strengthening the muscles in the leg, hopefully, you know, to make this a strength of mine going forward, something that doesn't give me any problems in the future. So,
you know, it's funny, as I said to you a couple of minutes ago, watch the game. Manage with the manager. Do you ever think about that?
No, that's some great advice. It's an extra little tweak when you're watching the ball game to start thinking about, like, what are the moves you can make, and it's a good way to watch it.
Yeah, no, it gets you to learn the game. Not that you have to learn it, but even at the big league level, things come up all the time in situations, so you get to do it. So the winter for you, I imagine, would be winter ball again, we hope.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's probably what I'm going to end up doing. We'll see how the rest of this rehab process goes. But it's looking pretty likely.
All right. Nice to have you on the show. We'll catch up with Florida football when we get closer to September. This kid is from Jacksonville, so, and his parents are Gators, so we know that. Austin, thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thanks, Marty.
All right. More coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.